On this week's Arts Page, a great heritage, a great legacy. Heritage celebrations island-wide for the month of October. Stay tuned.
Marcus Garvey family, ancestors no leave me.
The teachings of Marcus Garvey will form a major part of this year's Heritage Month celebrations, being spearheaded by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, JNHT. From Thanksgiving services to expos and exhibitions, the JNHT will be traveling to schools and other venues. And the Culture Passport program has been expanded right in time for the celebrations. 25,000 passports are to be distributed this year, giving persons the opportunity to access over 200 heritage sites and monuments island-wide for free or at a minimal cost.
What we have done is to include a diversity in terms of the strata of the society as well as age groups. So we start with young people in the schools, but we go beyond that and we go through to the senior citizen. So I'm pleased that the program has now embraced Jamaicans from all walks of life.
Culture Minister Olivia Grange. Public Education Officer at the JNHT, Duane Harris, says a series of lectures on Jamaica's first national hero is to be held across the island as part of activities under the theme, A Great Heritage, A Great Legacy.
This year marks the 130th year of his birth, and especially now when we had a controversy recently about the statue at one of the campus of the university, as well as Black Lives Matter movements in America, and of course Pan-Africanism is on the CAPE syllabus as well. So we thought it necessary to look at Marcus Garvey's view in light of all of these situations to see what were his ideas about Pan-Africanism and the extent to which they might still be relevant today.
The first lecture is scheduled for Monday, October 9 at the Institute of Jamaica, 10 to 16 East Street, Kingston. Other lectures will take place at Sam Sharp Teachers College in St. James on October 10 and the Northern Caribbean University in Manchester on October 12. All lectures are free and will begin at 10 a.m. and will be delivered by President of the Universal Negro Improvement Association, UNIA, Stephen Golding. A fourth lecture is to be given on an altogether different topic, Rumble in Morant Bay, Edward versus Gordon.
So that is Governor Edward Eyre versus George William Gordon, the national hero. We'll be looking at both personalities and the role they played, looking at their own background and the issues leading up to Morant Bay Rebellion. And that will be done by Dr. Wilmot, Swithin Wilmot from the University of the West Indies.
That lecture will take place on October 31 at 10 a.m. at the place where Gordon was tried and found guilty, then taken to St. Thomas to be hanged.
In 1865, it was the headquarters of the military in Jamaica. And as a matter of fact, most of the rebellions that were put down during slavery and after slavery were planned from here. This historic site is not just a historic old building, but a lot of important history took place at this building. So this is where the national hero was arrested. And so every year we try to do a lecture of something of significance to this building.
Headquarters House, located across from the new Parliament building, Gordon House, also housed the first parliament from the 1870s to the 1960s. The lecture will be held in the very chambers where the national hero was arrested. Other activities for the month include a heritage expo at Seville Heritage Park in St. Anne on October 11, National Honours and Awards on Heroes Day, October 16. Also on the 16th will be Nanny Day celebrations in Portland. The Falmouth Heritage Expo happens on October 18. Mass Rand's birthday anniversary on the 26th, and the viewing of a documentary on Port Royal being screened in cinemas across the island. That's how we wrap things up this week. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS. That's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.